The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Todd Starnes, a noted news commentator, was quoted the day following the shooting of U.S. Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana while Republican House members were on a baseball field practicing for a charity game, these words: "Yesterday was a bad day for America. It was an ugly day." A former Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer who hated President Trump opened fire on Republicans during baseball practice Wednesday. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was in critical condition. Two incredibly brave police officers were also injured along with a House aide. Representative Mark Walker told NBC News it appeared the, quote, "gunman was there to kill as many Republican members as possible." Representative Rodney Davis blamed what he called, quote, "political rhetorical terrorism." "This political discourse has led to gunfire," the Illinois Republican said. Starnes goes on to state, "What I'm about to say is politically incorrect, but it needs to be said. Our great nation is teetering on the brink of political anarchy, and the blame lies with Hollywood and public universities and left-wing activists. Their hateful rhetoric over the past year, their quest to remove President Trump from office, has now given birth to bloodshed, this time at the hands of a man who hated President Trump, a man who wanted to kill as many Republicans as he could. Good people gunned down because of their political affiliation. Make no mistake," Starnes says, "the man who pulled the trigger bears the responsibility for the bloodshed. But we would be foolish if we did not address the festering anti-Trump cancer that has infected the left. What about the comedian," he says, "who beheaded the president? Or the tax-funded production called Killing Republicans? What about the high school teacher who pretended to execute the president inside her classroom? Or how about the professor who said Republicans must be executed and the president must hang? On Wednesday, those professors nearly got their wish when a baseball field came very close to becoming a killing field. We can be better than that, America," Starnes says. "We must be better than that." End quote. The Bible teaches the power of life and death is in the tongue, be it spoken or written. Proverbs 18:21 states, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Words we speak do have power to give life or to take away life. This is true in the spiritual realm and also in the natural realm, since both realms operate from a legal basis. Words that carry life express faith in God and His ways, which give Him the opportunity to release life to us and gives His angels the opportunity to protect that life. Words that express death and destruction give Satan's demons the opportunity to steal life and to kill us. The church must once again teach this, both to believers in our churches and through civil government to the community at large. From a spiritual perspective, the Lord is forcing us who are believers to both love our enemies and learn how to defend liberty and justice for all at the same time. Jesus often called the arrogant religious leaders to liberty and justice for all, while at the same time setting His face steadfastly toward the cross to die for those same deceived leaders. We must do the same. Will we ask the Lord to live His life through us in this difficult task? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.